From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Joining me today on the program is singer-songwriter Maggie McKeag, all the way from Nevada City, California. Maggie was recently in Lancaster to facilitate a workshop at Franklin and Marshall College on the topic of songwriting. She is a prolific singer-songwriter as well as a guitarist and accordionist who has explored a wide range of musical genres over the decades, most recently with an instrumental outfit called Beaucoup Chapeau.
I've been very involved with this Eurocafe gypsy sort of band for 4.5 years, which has been largely instrumental, and that's the Beaucoup Chapeau. I just fell madly in love with this tune I heard on accordion, and that was about 15 years ago. And I thought, how can I take up an instrument like this? That's such a late time in my life, I was saying 15 years ago.
Coming up, it's singer-songwriter Maggie McKeag. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Coming up this week, it's Lancaster's First Friday. This Friday, November 2nd, marks another monthly celebration of the arts in downtown Lancaster when thousands of friends and neighbors descend on Lancaster City to dine at the local eateries, visit the shops and galleries, enjoy street performers of all kinds, and simply bask in the greatness that is downtown Lancaster. There's plenty going on as usual, but here are a few things to make note of. Our friends at Theater for Transformation present their final Sweeter the Berry Showcase of 2012. This is a free celebration that happens on one first Friday each quarter at the YWCA. That's at 110 North Lime Street in Lancaster. The Berries are free, family-friendly events that celebrate the sweetness of life in multicultural Lancaster. This Friday's event features poetry, dance, and drumming. Check it out at the YWCA this first Friday at 6 p.m. More information about Theater for Transformation can be found online at theaterfortransformation.org. Also on First Friday, swing by Binns Park throughout the evening where our friend Jenny Hill will be hooping in the park. Jenny is a professional poet, performer, and hoop instructor. She'll have plenty of hoops for everyone to join in the fun. Find out more about Jenny at actsofgenius.com or link up from this episode's show post on our website, woodstovehouse.com. Look for an interview with Jenny on an upcoming episode of Around the Wood Stove. Well, guess what? Lancaster's 24-hour plays are back. It's this weekend on Saturday night, November 3rd. Six writers, six directors, and 20 actors will come together for an extreme theater weekend, writing and producing six original plays in 24 hours. The public performance is on Saturday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. at Community Mennonite Church of Lancaster. That's at 328 West Orange Street downtown. Tickets are on sale now. Seats are limited, so grab your tickets today. You can visit Lancaster24.com for details and to secure your seats for the show. Lancaster's November Music Friday welcomes Toy Soldiers. On Friday, November 16th, Toy Soldiers, along with Frog Holler and Mike Slowmo Brenner, will be performing at the Lancaster Elks Club. That's at 219 North Duke Street in Lancaster. Doors at 7 p.m. and tickets are only $10. Music Fridays are a collaboration between our pals over at Series 42, Music for Everyone, and the Mayor's Office of Special Events. Here's Heart in a Mousetrap by Toy Soldiers on Around the Wood Stove.
You're like a big city wildfire with the eyes of a gold mine. Your soul kicked around in hell. I can't get you off of my mind. Born all around the bullhorn and a bag of bad dreams. I can't find you where I know that you are.
That's Toy Soldiers with Heart in a Mousetrap. Don't miss them at the Lancaster Elks Club for Lancaster's Music Friday on November 16th. Catch a full-length interview with the Soldiers on Around the Wood Stove, episode number 63. You can find that at woodstovehouse.com and then click podcast in the menu. Legendary Central Pennsylvania singer-songwriter and house concert host Robert Bobby welcomes North Carolina singer-songwriter Clint Elfin to his basement on Sunday, November 18th. From 4 to 6 p.m. Visit robertbobby.com and click House Concerts for details about this and all of the concerts hosted at Robert Bobby's basement. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's singer-songwriter Maggie McKeag, who recently visited Lancaster to facilitate a songwriting workshop at the Writer's House at Franklin and Marshall College. Maggie is an award-winning songwriter, an extremely diverse musician from Nevada City, California, with deep ancestral roots in Pennsylvania and Maryland. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Maggie McKeag from Nevada City. That's a long way.
It is. It's on the left coast.
If there wasn't someone who had been on the program from Ireland, I would say you traveled the furthest. I think it's probably a little closer.
Well, we'll have to check that.
You know what? I bet it'd be close.
I bet it might.
Well, thanks for being on the program.
Welcome. Thank you for inviting me, Jason.
Welcome to Around the Wood Stove. So you're in Lancaster to facilitate a workshop at Franklin and Marshall College.
Well, it's at the Writer's House.
Okay.
And it's tomorrow night, and it's about an hour and a half or so. I'll just be talking about the process of songwriting. I mean, one can say, well, you know, the most common question that one gets asked is where do songs come from?
Sure.
Which is a fairly wide-ranging question. And I'll talk about various aspects of the process, the whole process of how it happens to me specifically.
Right.
And also, you know, from my knowledge of what goes on with other people. But I'll also be playing. It's basically a talk and concert as well, because I'll throw out some of my songs as examples of what I'm talking about.
But that's not the entire reason why you're visiting this area, right?
It is not.
What prompted you to come east?
Well, I have lots of ancestral connections in the east, and specifically Pennsylvania and Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And I was, which was all spurred on by a discovery my sister Susan made in 1985 when she was living in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
She's living in Lexington, Kentucky now. We knew these rumors that we had some family connection in Cumberland, Maryland, and she would just happen to be driving by, going between I think Lexington and PA one time, and pulled in to Cumberland and went into the tourist office, found it, and said, "Do you know anything about the McKeag family?" And this woman says, "Well, you must mean this." And she pulls out this book. And the book she has is a copy of my three-time great-grandmother's journal that she wrote between 1856 and 1861, that the Allegheny County Historical Society had published, had edited and published as part of their 350th commemoration of the founding of Cumberland, which it turns out my ancestors were instrumental in. And my sister just about fell over right then and there. So, because there was this huge scandal, you see, which is how our family ended up in California without knowledge of our Cumberland roots. And the scandal is pretty darn fascinating, if I do say so myself. And so at any rate, they thought all the McKeags were gone by the time out of no more McKeags from the Cumberland, that they had all died out, and they were very surprised to find us because they had just published this journal. There had been some discussion about, well, do you think, you know, we should, you know, what if some McKeags show up? Are we going to be liable for anything?
Right.
No, they would have showed up by now if there were still any out there. So, anyway, long before the internet and where they just could have Facebooked us and found us.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But it certainly inspired a lot of research and fantasy about the things that we didn't know. I mean, the journal told us a certain amount of things.
Right.
And there was a famous murder trial that we had the trial transcripts for. So being a songwriter.
Wow.
Being a songwriter, these songs just slowly started to emerge as I went along. And so actually back in 2009, I came to Cumberland. I was invited by the Allegheny Arts Council to come and give them a preview of what I was doing. So far I said, I'm not finished with this, but I can give you an idea about what I'm up to. And they mm-hmm. said, that would be great, and we can have a discussion about it all. And so I did that. Since then, I mean, the reception was so wonderful, and okay, I have to finish this, but there was still a lot of things I really wanted to find out about before it was finished, and I thought I was going to have it done.
For this trip. Right?
For this trip, but...
So it's a collection of songs mm-hmm. based on the journal?
Yes.
Okay. What a wonderful gift of source material.
Incredible.
To come across.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been quite a journey, and just it's been so rich.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Well, I look forward to hearing the outcome of that.
It will happen. I think we've recorded about five of the songs. It's sort of spoken word and music. Mm-hmm. I don't call it a musical play. I don't call it a play. I call it a spoken word with music.
That was Under Paris Skies from Beaucoup Chapeau, an instrumental project from my guest Maggie McKeag. Maggie is a singer-songwriter and instrumentalist from Nevada City, California, in Lancaster to facilitate a songwriting workshop at Franklin and Marshall College. You have been writing a lot of songs and recording them in the last 10 years.
Yes.
Take me back. Let's go back even a little bit further and kind of get me up to speed on what you were doing with music prior to this The new recordings, I'll call them
the new recordings
since 2003 or so.
Well, I you know, got my first guitar when I was 11 years old, and I became a fairly dedicated player and singer and songwriter, but very extremely shy about it, and rarely did it out there in the world. It took turning 23, and I moved to Canada, to Alberta, and like we were talking earlier about moving away from your community, sometimes you just have to get away. I really had to get away to be able to become who I thought I should be, because there was just too many people who were, I guess, sort of discouraging of, like I was supposed to be going to school and doing other things and not playing my guitar and riding horses. But so I moved to Alberta where I could ride lots of horses, and I studied classical guitar, and I got a job right away in a country band playing guitar and being the girl guitar player and singer in the country band. And just because I had a guitar, you know, these guys, well, look, it's a girl with a guitar. We need a singer. So that sort of launched my performing career way back in the mid-70s. And then just from that, Calgary, I was living outside of Calgary, Alberta, and of course, at that time, and it's probably still the same, the entire population of Canada is less people than the state of California. So the musicians network was pretty tight. I mean, you would sort of know people. You could go to just any city, there's a vast number of cities in Canada, which, I mean, major cities, there aren't that many, but and of course, if people might not generally know that the Canadian government is very supportive of the arts, even today, which is not quite, I'm sure, what it used to be, but it was, there was always all kinds of grants that were available. Mm-hmm. Most of the clubs were associated with either the Musicians Union, which the dues were very inexpensive, and they, you know, you were guaranteed, if you were playing in a bar or whatever, an hourly rate. And they'd go after anybody who did not honor the contract. And the Performing Arts Organization was, you could register your songs with them. And anytime you played your own songs or anybody else played your songs, you would just, and the venue was paid the little bit of dues into the association. You would get a quarterly check for the songs that you would play. And the festivals, for instance, the government paid for transportation if you had to fly to Toronto or whatever to play in a festival. And they were also helping fund the festival, so they could pay you really wonderfully. I mean, for people that weren't like big stars, you know, we could make a very decent living doing it and writing songs and being encouraged by the government to write songs. So, yeah, I spent 10 years there thinking that, gee, it must be like that everywhere. Surely it would be like that in California when I moved back, such a mecca of the arts, you know, but it wasn't.
No, not quite.
No, not quite. So, yeah, so I, you know, so there I was playing classical guitar, and I'd never played country music, but I went and bought a flat pick and, you know, a Hank Williams album or something and learned some tunes. And then I started to learn bluegrass. I got really fascinated with just bluegrass guitar, if anything, really learning how to be a flat picker. And then all those things, you know, are just always influence the songs one is writing at the moment. And I'm such a little sponge, as it turns out. I'd be playing bluegrass and listening to bluegrass. So, of course, you know, the songs that I start to write are very bluegrassy and newgrassy, mostly. Really enjoyed Newgrass Revival back then was one of my favorite bands. And so...
How did you end up back in California then?
Well, after 10 years in Canada, I was very tired of the winters. It's 8 months in Alberta. It's 8 months of winter.
Wow.
And the summers were very brief. I mean, there was this one summer where there was a blizzard on June 28th and another one on August 14th.
So the summer was like July.
Yeah, I wrote
a couple of weeks.
An ode to my garden that year. Oh, zucchini. It was just... And I had had I'd married my wonderful husband, Luke Wilson, who is an amazing musician, and we had our first child. So we had one set of grandparents living in Toronto area, Ontario, and the other one was living in California. And it was my mom, and she was, my dad was gone by then. And so we decided we would move to California and be there, help my mom out. My sister had a child, so we were going for some family.
Yeah.
And thinking that we were going to be able to kind of do the same thing that we were doing in Canada, in California, which didn't turn out to be the case at all. It was very, very, very hard to make a living as a musician when we got there. And then soon I was pregnant with our second son. And by the time that was around, we're going, we really can't be doing the traveling. It just didn't feel quite right. So we decided we'd settle down.
Here's a track from Maggie's project Storm Session that mixes Maggie's original music with a variety of traditional music from around the world. This is Mere Mortals by Storm Session on Around the Wood Stove.
When you're a mere mortal, you often complain just how fast time can go by. But can you imagine how it must be when you're a lonely mayfly?
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with performing artists and those who make the performing arts happen in and around Lancaster. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. And if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. And now back to today's conversation with songwriter Maggie McKeag.
As a woman musician and a guitarist out there, there was some really hard times where just people didn't expect a woman to really be able to play guitar well or do much. It was, I can't tell you how many circles of especially in bluegrass, this is back in the, you know, late 70s and early 80s, and you'd be sitting around at a jam and you take a break and you take a break, and then, you know, then they pass over the girl and go on because, well, the girl probably can't play. It used to be like this. And so this was sort of going, well, I have to really just get out there with my name and not, you know, all these other people I play with. Just say, look, this is me. I write these songs. I'm the guitar player on there. And even though, and still, when people listen to things and they're going, well, who played guitar? Okay. Well, that was me. The girl is playing guitar. So
here's a track from Maggie's 2003 CD, Grand Promenade. It's Wish I Lived on the Prairie on Around the Wood Stove.
I wish I lived on the prairies, where I could ride for miles. There'd be no towns or fences. There'd be no roads or rails.
That's today's guest, songwriter Maggie McKeag, with Wish I Lived on the Prairie on Around the Wood Stove.
I've been very involved with this Eurocafe gypsy sort of band for 4.5 years, which has been largely instrumental, and that's the Beaucoup Chapeau. I just fell madly in love with this tune I heard on accordion, and that was about 15 years ago. And I thought, oh, I really, God, how can I take up an instrument like this? That's such a late time in my life, I was saying 15 years ago. But at any rate, I seem to have an affinity for it, and people started asking me to play here and there. And then this French woman who owned a cafe in Nevada City about 5 years ago heard Luke and I playing at the farmer's market, and Luke was playing, I think, a cittern then with, he had his own arc of, you know, playing bouzouki along with me and my Irish stuff, which then he got the cittern. Now it's a tenor guitar, four-string tenor. So we were playing this, and Murray Campbell, who's been on all the Storm Sessions CDs, a wonderful, actually Scottish guy, who plays also oboe and English horn. And that changed a lot of what I was thinking and writing too, when I suddenly had access to this amazing violinist. He's Scottish, but really his soul is more like European or Roma. He plays beautiful violin, and he's classically trained on oboe and English horn, and plays in symphonies on those instruments. And suddenly I'm hearing these horns in when I'm thinking about songs and arranging, and that launched me off into really wonderful areas. And with the tenor guitar, and so the Beaucoup Chapeau is still going really, really strong. And the singer-songwriter project really now is the Cumberland Project. It's called the Cumberland Suite. And that's really just basically under my name. Whether or not we're going to have another band name after all of this, Jason, remains to be seen. I just discovered years ago, some people have to do this sort of thing. I think everybody has to, it's vital for everybody to be creative in a way that is really their heart's desire. Because I think, I know for me, when I don't do it, I don't do well. I get physically sick, you know, I get emotionally fried out. It's been very interesting to see that. And I was actually told that by a wonderful mentor years ago. I didn't know what to think of it at the time, back in my late 30s, that there was a big connection between honoring your creativity or not and what your body was going to do. And for me, it's very true. So I've just tried to arrange my life so that I can do it. Keep the overhead low as possible, and sometimes make decisions that other people would not do. Say, well, you know, you need that job that has that insurance that is going to have your pension and this and that. But I haven't done that.
If you're not healthy, that job doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
That's Minor Sunshine by Beaucoup Chapeau, a quartet from Nevada City, California that features my guest Maggie McKeag on accordion.
Could you tell me in a few sentences why it is that you make music?
I can't. It's just something that has been in me to do since I was a child. I got a guitar when I just really wanted a guitar. I saved up some, you know, money from whatever odd jobs, $25, and bought this guitar. And I was immediately, as soon as I learned three chords, I was writing my own music. And I just kept doing it, and I just kept altering my life and moving places or whatever, you know, whatever I had to do to make sure that somehow I could still do it.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes while you're here in Lancaster.
I really appreciate you inviting me.
Yeah, this has been really, really fascinating.
It's been great.
I wish you all the best on your journey. I look forward to hearing the outcome. Thanks, Maggie.
Okay, thanks, Jason.
You can find out more about Maggie McKeag and all of her musical projects at maggiemckeag.com. You can also link up on the show post for this episode at our website, woodstovehouse.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove is produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.